Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the LA Chargers and Miami Dolphins. That's how they write it. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm not saying, you know, it's a nice thing for them to say that it's juicy. You want to know how I know it's not juicy? No Kevin Harlan.
He doesn't do your game.
We're not worthy of him. Oh, we do have your guy. I think Charles Davis is on because they pushed him down.
With Joe.
Charles
Davis. I still holler at him every now and then.
Ron Pitts.
We just laugh. I mean, it.
That's the craziest.
It would go down in history as one of the funniest stories I've ever been involved in.
I legitimately think about it every time a player is getting chased down. I think about that every single time.
Because the crazy thing is that when I told Jay, I told the story in Cleveland, and so Jay called Charles, and he goes, "Yeah, that wasn't me."
It's amazing.
And I'm like, "What?" And so Jay's laughing because the
craziest thing though is he said that him and Pitts used to do games together.
Right.
That's what's wild about
right.
it. It's like this weird Kevin Bacon thing, and I wonder what it would sound. What those did it sound back in the day? Remember when the Marlins had Severino and Todd Hollinsworth, and you could not tell them apart?
Yes,
it's like that. What the broadcast sounded like?
Well, I mean, it like just some, like I'm like Charles. No, I used like I thought we were cool, right? He goes, "Yeah, it wasn't me." And I'm like, I carried that around for a long time.
I know you did, dude.
Yeah.
Not a grudge holder.
I'm not a grudge holder, but I'm like, why would he say something like that?
Let's get into a Tito's Fantasy update. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Tua appeared on the injury report yesterday.
Hurt
with
feelings?
We got to get to something that he said.
Sensitive heart?
He has two great things that you would love with Tua. One, hip injury, which awesome, and left thumb, which.
I mean, keep in mind, let's be clear about the injury report. The injury report is there simply because if you have anything, a bump, bruise, or whatever, you go on the injury report. So everybody's transparent. It doesn't mean that he's hurt. It doesn't mean
he was limited in practice, though.
That's why he had to be on the injury report.
Yeah. You know, give him a couple throws off, put Quinn Ewers out there for practice.
This will be the end of me at this job.
Why?
Because everybody wants to get new this, new that, and whatever.
New stuff's fun, dude. Did you see that preseason game last night?
Hold on. And then when I ask them, okay, what's your solution? Your solution is as ridiculous as you just wanting a clean house. So when I say, hey, y'all want to move on from Tua? Okay, he's got $53 million guaranteed. Who are you going to bring in? Anybody. Somebody in the draft. It doesn't matter. So, like, that's not an answer, though. So, if I took and told you, right, that you have an employee or whatever, that next year is guaranteed, you may have questions about how they do the job, and you don't know if that's going to be the guy in the future or the girl that you hired in the future, But you ain't going to just dismiss them and give that money away.
What's the scenario here, though? Are the Dolphins cleaning house in your
case? It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It absolutely matters.
So if they're cleaning house, mm-hmm. if the Dolphins are cleaning house, you think they'd cut bait and just pay $52 million?
Yes.
Denver did.
Do you understand, okay, that you think your team is bad now? If you have $53 million less in salary, mm-hmm. regardless of who it is, that you're going to be worse?
Who are they paying, though?
What do you mean?
Like, who are they going to pay with that money?
You don't know. It does. Next year, Tua's money's guaranteed.
Yes.
It counts against the books.
Understood.
So if you get rid of him, you still got to pay it.
Yeah, but you could go with a rookie quarterback. Like, it's been done before.
Denver's doing it now.
Denver's the only team that's done that for that number.
I think San Francisco did it as well.
No!
I think they did.
Not for that amount of money, dude.
Well, nobody's amount of money that amount. Jones, they just did it in New York.
No, he wasn't against the cap.
Yes, he did. He signed a new extension with them. Yes, he is.
He didn't count. He only counted like $20 million against
the cap. Dude, they cut bait on Daniel Jones the year they paid him.
Yeah, but
I guarantee that Daniel Jones
depends on what they counted against the cap, not when they cut him.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you are sitting here and you're cleaning house, I'd imagine that we all know that you're going to take a step back here. Like, that's the inevitability of the NFL, and mm-hmm. if you're going to do that, one, do you want to have somebody as Tua who could probably lead you to, like, 7 wins, 6 wins, who knows, mm-hmm. and you have, like, an 8th pick, or do you want to really, like, screw the pooch?
But you're – here's the part I think drives me here. I get people wanting to move on. I'm not even mad at that, okay? The problem is everybody wants to do this to fix the problem without giving a solution as to how to fix the problem. If you want a different quarterback, where are you going to get one? And to just say, oh, we can just get one in the draft. What if this year's draft class isn't good? Then you're going to end up reaching on a quarterback.
Yeah, or you could just wait until the next year.
That's what I'm saying. So why get rid of Tua and wait until next year?
Because then you're going to end up with a terrible pick.
I don't
understand. Like, first of all, here's what's crazy to me.
Okay.
We're not talking about a Dolphins team that's like, I could kind of get your argument right now if the Dolphins were like going to barely make the playoffs, right?
This has nothing to do with.
I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
They're already one of the worst teams in football. What do they have to lose? They're very clear that what they're doing isn't working.
See, I look at it from the standpoint of all the years I've been around football and hearing the complaints of teams, and I know that for a fact that if you do this, that it's going to cost you not only next year, but the following years. Because if you don't get it right, you're going to be terrible for a long time.
It depends.
And I mean, no, it doesn't.
It does depend. Because
I've seen it. It happens a lot.
Okay. But it's one of these things, like if you look around, look at Indianapolis. Nobody would have thought this year that Daniel Jones finds a new situation for him and it would have worked out great.
Yeah.
You know, Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay. Like, maybe that something will shake their way. Like, there is something to be said for, hey, a situation's not working out. It is time to move on. I say this is a guy who's, look, I'm a Tua fan. Now, listen, he's got to get better at press conferences. His press conferences have been like bang your head against the wall bad the last 4 weeks. I need whoever is there to coach Tua up.
Mike McDaniel.
You need to coach him up on press conferences.
Mike's coaching him up.
You need to say, hey, Tua, when they ask about fans, shut up. Just do better with those questions. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm just saying what you're saying is
not appropriate.
Not the best route, dude.
Right.
Because there's this thing called the internet. It doesn't forget. And they also will take you wildly out of context. And I just feel like he never sees it coming. But it doesn't really matter. He doesn't see it. So it only angers all of us. But like, so, I'm like, dude.
So what happened now?
We got to take a break. But it's not hour Tua. I'm going to talk about Tua. It's just a regular old second hour where we happen to be talking about Tua. But it's not hour Tua.
There's no longer an hour Tua.
I just want to be clear.
You don't have to be clear. We're all familiar with
sometimes
what
they
this.
Do. Some people are unaware of the suspension. Some people are unaware.
Let's just put it this now. The hour Tua is done for the rest of 2025.
It looks that way.
Looks that
it
way.
It looks that way.
What, they're going to go 9-3 in the next 12?
That would be what it has to take, yes. You know. But, I mean, that's like saying, you know, I don't know, a Pokemon's going to walk in here. It's not going to happen.
Scooby, come here.
He's not a Pokemon. He's a real dog.
He's a Pokemon.
Back after this.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.